Reader's Notes. Hi, this is Petica, and this project was done for the 2013 Podtogether Challenge. Oh my god, I think this is the hardest podfic I have ever worked on. I was taking a French class earlier this summer and feeling pretty good about my French abilities. So when you talked about how she would do poetry for Podtogether, but she'd feel more comfortable doing it in French, and would anyone be interested? I was like, oh my god, that sounds awesome, and also relevant to my studies. Except I was taking like a beginner's French class, because I haven't properly spoken French in 10 years, and even then it was just like basic high school French. And these poems, like, first of all, poetry has natural rhythms to it that, like, can be hard to get even when you speak the language. But also, it's got some language that is certainly above my reading level. So this was a challenge, and you was amazing about it. We are both horrible procrastinators, so we worked well together. And she did awesome things like encourage me along the way and recorded all of the poems in French on her own to send to me so that I could, you know, listen to them and try not to butcher the French too badly. So this was a really great learning experience. I've always had so much respect for people who podfic in a language that isn't their own. ESL podfic readers are just, like, amazing to me. And let me tell you, that amazement I'm feeling has gone so much farther after doing this project. It was really great, though, and I'm really glad I did it. We had great fun exchanging, you know, meta back and forth, trying to figure out what we wanted the poems to be about. And I'm really happy with how this turned out, and I'm so glad that we did this. I don't know if I'd do it again, because it was really nerve-wracking on my part, but I'm really glad I did, and I hope people enjoyed them. Or if you want to read these poems or find the podfic online, they can be found at archiveofourown.org/works/954571, or you can get this podfic at PetticaProductions.com. Thanks for listening.